Let me start with what I think is true. Information we got from newspapers, magazines, radio, and television in the 50s, 60s, and 70s was pretty accurate. All of these media forms had matured, and there was a kind of self-checking process at work, fueled by the competing interest of a limited number of news outlets. So, let's see if I have this right. A limited number of outlets, information you could trust. But today, more and more, I'm reading about media experts trying to figure out how to help the public determine the truth and validity of information available on the Internet. One of these issues is how to verify the identity of people creating all of the websites, blogs, and social networking sites out there. In other words, how do you really know who is saying what? Unfortunately, the issue gets back to the old problem of access versus security. All networking sites have at least some minimal standards of identity verification. But all too often, these checks and balances have broken down, and ordinary folks, not to mention criminals, have assumed the identities of politicians, sports figures, and entertainment celebrities. Sports figures and movie stars I'm not too concerned about. But in these days of hypersensitive individuals, it's more important than ever that politicians are really saying the things being posted online. So, just how much security do you want social networking sites to provide? There are all sorts of things they could do to make sure you are who you say you are. But every one of these means that service providers are going to be gathering more and more information about you. How much privacy and security are you willing to give up? For myself, I go back to the updated versions of the old standbys. They were good 50 years ago, and believe it or not, they're still good today. I'm Larry Burris.